With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This says you need a MAC address, but you have a PC. Wait, that's not what it means? Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about MAC addresses. A MAC address has nothing to do with a Macintosh computer. It's kind of an all men are Socrates thing. All Macs have MAC addresses, but not all MAC addresses are in Macs. The MAC in MAC address stands for Media Access Control, which also has nothing to do with the news media. The MAC address is a unique number assigned to the network interface controller, or NIC, in your device, your network card. So it's a number used to identify your computer or your phone or other device to the network. Now, some people get confused between this and an IP address, and we're not going to get into what an IP address is here, but the simple version is an IP address is assigned by your internet provider and can change. The MAC address is assigned to your device, and it generally only changes if you swap out the network card. The MAC address is used by Ethernet, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth to keep straight which device is which. A lot of router management software lets you see what devices are connected to your network, and the way they do it is the MAC address. That's those weird numbers and letters with colons separating them. So how does the MAC address get assigned to a device? Well, they're almost always assigned by the device manufacturer. The MAC address itself is usually a 48-bit number represented as six groups of two hexadecimal digits, often separated by colons, sometimes hyphens. If you're like, what's hexadecimal? Hexadecimal means after the number 9, you get letters A through F. So it can be anywhere from 0 to F. That's why MAC addresses are sometimes 85:6F, etc. The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, aka the IEEE, manages allocations of MAC addresses and also manages a 64-bit address space for non-Ethernet applications. We'll leave that one aside since the 48-bit address space is where most of the devices are these days still. The first part of a MAC address usually contains an Organizationally Unique Identifier, or OUI. OUIs are 24-bit numbers, so they're half the MAC address, and you purchase those from the IEEE. So those first three pairs of numbers and letters in your MAC address are the OUI. They tell you who made the device. The rest of the address is assigned by the organization that made the device, however they want. The only rule is they can't assign the same number to more than one device, right? The version of the MAC address is often called the hardware address, the Ethernet hardware address, or maybe the burned-in address. In fact, burned-in address is the one I see most often because it's meant to be permanent. It's meant that this address always goes with this network card. So it ends up being something like 00:14:22:9F:86:61. In that example, if you know your stuff, you'd say that's a Dell because the OUI, those first six numbers, 00:14:22, is the OUI assigned to Dell equipment. These burned-in addresses assigned by manufacturers are also called a universally administered address. They're considered a universally administered address. There is something called a locally administered address that can be assigned by a network administrator, and it overrides the burned-in address. But most people on home networks, your MAC address is the one that came with your machine. And you want it to always be the same. It's good for network diagnosis. It allows other things like filtering network access by MAC address. That way you can only let devices you know and trust connect to a network. Any other MAC address just gets bounced. Also keep in mind that one device, like your laptop, can have more than one MAC address. The MAC address, like we keep saying, is tied to the network interface card. So if you have an Ethernet adapter and a wireless adapter, those will each have their own MAC addresses, even though they're in the same machine. Now, I keep saying most of the time MAC addresses don't change because, as I mentioned once, there's the locally administered address, and some network interfaces support changing their MAC addresses. Also, some utilities permit randomizing the MAC address at the time of booting to prevent tracking. So in that case, they'd be the same until you reboot, and then they'd be different. And this is probably going to cause the most confusion. Android, Linux, Windows, and iOS randomize the assignment of a MAC address when scanning for wireless access points. So the access points, the Wi-Fi that you're connecting to, doesn't see your true MAC address in those cases. This prevents tracking. You're not connecting to the vast majority of the Wi-Fi access points your phone scans, right? When you're walking around downtown, driving around, you're passing, so you don't know how many Wi-Fi access points you're passing, and you don't want them all to know your true MAC address because that's a way you could be tracked. So why leave a trail? So it doesn't, in that case, give your true MAC address out. All right, but most of the time, your MAC address is the same, especially on your home network. You want it to be the same. How do you find your MAC address? Well, you probably want to look in your operating system. Some devices print them on the box, but where'd you put the box again? They also could be on a very tiny label on the machine, which means you need your glasses, so OS is your best bet. In Windows, you can find it just by running ipconfig. In Linux, you can run fconfig. You can do a similar thing in Mac, but it's also in the advanced network section of system preferences, which most Mac users will probably be easier to find. In iOS, it's in the about section of general under settings. And in Android, it's in status under about device, also in settings. I hope this helps you know the difference between a Mac and a MAC address, the difference between an IP address and a MAC address, and helps you understand all those weird numbers and letters separated by colons that you sometimes see. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about MAC addresses.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.